Hi family, Samuel here, and today is the final takeaway of my 5 takeaway from Dededa Youth Conference. I really hope you've enjoyed the last 4 ones. We've spoken about God being King, also the fact that people are spirit beings, and that the fact that people genuinely support when you take your first step. Yesterday we spoke about teamwork being a dream work, and today I want to really fuse in, I know I said 5, but I want to fuse 2 points together. And the first point is that you need to build yourself and your reputation, and the second point is that all you have is all you need. So let me just start with the second one. So one thing I learned all through Youth Week is that all you have is all you need. Okay, so for whatever thing God has asked you to do, whatever thing you've put your mind to do, all you have is all you need. And I know sometimes we create this narrative of trying to get all the sophisticated technologies and the inventions and the attributes before we take a bold step. But believe you me, all you have is all you need. It's like the fact that you are at this point of your life and this opportunity has presented itself, or God has given you this holy discontent to like go into a certain space. If you were not up to the task, He wouldn't give you that assignment. Okay, so God wouldn't let a crawling child have the ambition of, let's say, learning how to fly a plane. So that is my point. It's like the moment you get to a certain level or a certain degree that you feel like you have this urge to do something or to take a different step or to continue with something you started doing, believe you me, all you have is all you need. It's like you don't need any other thing. You don't need any other thing to start being a business. I know like, yeah, you need like monies when it's necessary. You need like, depending on the field you are in, you need like influence, all of those stuff. Okay, but with your whole makeup as in the human body you are, all you have is all you need. It's like whatever thing that would come because you started the process. So don't ever belittle your small beginnings. It's like don't rank down how small, how tiny your beginning is and be like, and I think if I get this, I'm going to start. If I get that, I'm going to start. If I do this, I'm going to start. Yes, if you get all those stuff and you start, it's great. But never belittle yourself. Don't ever feel like, oh, I am small, so I can't get this person on board. And let me tell you the reality. So we happen to have one of the greatest like ministers in this country, gospel ministers, Apostle Francis Ajinasari, at our youth conference, okay? He's a big man, he's a big deal, like he's a big deal. But my home church currently is not like, it's not a mega church, it's not a big church. I know we'll get there one day, but currently it's not like, it's not a 2,000 seat capacity, you understand me? But we were able to, it's like we didn't belittle ourselves, the leaders, the team. We really felt like if God has given us a direction to go after this person, to invite this person, we didn't belittle our beginnings and be like, oh, this man, he's not in our league. Believe you me, everybody is in your league. Okay, take this from me. Everybody, and I've really worked with that all my life to the extent that it's like, now I don't rate people. I don't feel like this person is out of my league or this person is not. No. Only if I don't approach someone, it's because I don't want to approach the person. It's like, I feel like maybe it's just not time. And the time is not because I don't feel like I am worth the person's attention. Or no. It's just because I don't want to. Or maybe I feel like maybe currently where I am, yes, I want to be content with whatever thing I have. But never feel less than to indulge the attention of someone. You are worth it. All you have is all you need. It's like, if you want to start, let's say, a project. I remember when I was starting this podcast, okay? I did my research on how to start a podcast. And believe you me, Google would write the big words and the big technologies you need in order for you to be able to, like, start a podcast. You need this, you need this, you need this, and all of this stuff. It's like, you need an interface. I know all those stuff are very great. Like, you need an interface, you need a microphone, you need this, a video editor, an audio editor, you need all of these, and they will paint a picture like all these are necessities. And I'm not speaking against the fact that they are necessities, okay? I know they are necessities, but I thought of it, and I happen to be a sound guy, so I'm like, this microphone would input sound, the interface would just be like an interface, it would be like a mixer. Then it means I can use my mobile phone. It's like I just thought of it that I can just use my mobile phone. And I recorded, even to date, currently I'm using a microphone, okay? I'm using like a whole setup, my mixer, my headset. I'm using a whole setup right now, but there are times that I find myself in the seat. I don't work with the setup. There are times that I feel like recording. I still use my phone to date, and on the top 26 records that we've been doing since July, all the guests use their mobile phones. You get it? So believe you me when I say all you have is all you need. I know one great YouTuber in this country who still uses his mobile phone to take videos. He has cameras and stuff, but he started with it and he's now so much very comfortable with using just his mobile phone. So whatever thing you want to start, it's like whatever thing. You can now open a website with your mobile phone. Like you can create your e-commerce, you can create a store on your mobile phone. And if you don't have a mobile, I think I was telling someone the other time that now the only excuse someone will give me that is legit is I don't have a mobile phone. It's like, if you tell me you don't have a smartphone, I'll be like, okay, then I forgive you. But aside that, if you have a mobile phone, I'm not going to take any other excuse, because whatever you want to do, you can do with your mobile phone. So that is my point. All you have is all you need. It's like, whatever industry you want to venture into, yes, do your research, do your reading, prepare yourself, psych yourself up, and do all, like, all these things that are very necessary. But don't ever belittle yourself that I have not reached yet. The kind of guests I have in mind to invite on this podcast, I have not yet invited them, not because I don't feel like I am worth it, no, but because I feel like it's not time, and maybe the kind of you see, everything comes with a price, and it's not, I'm not even talking about money, but like the price you need to pay. It's like you need to be there before. Yes, I get that point. So the kind of people I want to bring on board, I've not brought them, not because I don't feel like now is not the time, but I've not brought them because I don't want to. Live your life from that point where you feel like, I don't want to do this, not because I am not worth it. You are worth it, my brother, my sister. Like, you are, don't ever belittle yourself. Whatever you want to do, all you have is all you need. All you have is all you need. Whatever you want to do, all you have is all you need. If you don't want to do something, make sure it is because you don't want to do it, not because you are not worth it. You get it? So make sure that is always your point. Also, the first point I gave earlier was that you need to build yourself and your reputation, and I'm going to explain. So as I said in the third episode, people love stuff that are popular, that are supportable. Okay, so build yourself to that extent where now whatever support comes becomes a compliment to what you already have. Because trust me, when people start supporting you, they would now want to dictate what you should do. It's like they wouldn't be there from the start, but the moment the thing gets popular, they now want to dictate how you should do it. They want to tell you how you should do this and why you shouldn't do this and why you must not add this. And I know, like, audience, when they send in their report and stuff, is very necessary and things. I get it. Like, I look forward to people sending their feedbacks and stuff. I get it. But we love power. Human beings always want to be in control. So if you don't build yourself and your reputation to a point, you will get to the peak of your career, you get to the peak of your business, you get to the peak of whatever purpose you are in, and people now want to dictate what you should do. That is why you get people who are, let's say, musicians, and the moment they hit the peak, people will be like, oh, just stop the rap and do singing, it will sell more. If you are not convinced personally, don't ever do it. But you would follow the bandwagon because you've not built yourself. If you've not built yourself, you would follow it, because these people are like, these people have the numbers. Sometimes they have the monies you even want, so you may want to follow. But if you build yourself to a certain pedigree, people now would not be able to dictate what you should do to you. I know we have to submit to authority and stuff, but sometimes even the people we submit to, they abuse our submission to them and want to tell us what to do in disguise that, since you are under me, this is what you should do. Believe you me, when you come to realize that all you have is all you need, and you now start to build yourself, you'd realize that what I'm saying is very true. The moment you get there, people won't tell you what you should do. Even on this podcast, some people have tried to tell me what I should do with it. It's like, this whole idea, I know how I got the idea. I know where God has told me he's going to take this to. I know where I have planned to take this to. But the moment you give people the chance, they would tell you what you should do. Someone will tell you, don't do this and this and this and this. Someone will tell you, do this. And the moment you start listening to them, and it's not just one person, so they are going to have conflicting ideas. It's like, now you are torn between doing this and doing that. my fifth point I learned from YouTube is that be focused, build yourself, and trust what you've done consistently. Whatever thing you've done consistently. And normally, when people get platform, they want to switch and become, you know, stylish and stuff. If you are not used to it, you would flop. So as you climb the ladder of excellence and everything, make sure you always maintain what you know how to. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with someone, and she's a singer, and you know, we're talking about a number of things, and she passed a comment that, why don't I just give people a platform? And I said, if you've not prepared yourself, okay, you can't be trusted with whatever thing it is. You understand me? If you are not used to something, if you are not used to speaking to the crowd, if you are not used to speaking in front of people, if you are not used to doing this, sometimes the platform will come, you want to take advantage of it, and what happens is that you now become defeated. You are now defeated because you don't know how to maneuver your way. And believe you me, all of us are going to get platforms one day. But if you don't build yourself up, when you get there, people are going to teach you what to do. And no one loves a situation where people are telling them what to do. It's like, you have your idea. So make sure you build yourself. You know where God is going to take you to. You know how this thing you are in is going to do. So remind yourself that all I have is all I need. Do your research, do your planning and everything. And also build yourself so that when you get up there, you'd be fit. I've seen a lot of people get a platform, but they don't have the moral fortitude to carry on whatever thing they are supposed to do. It's like, you get a platform and you don't even know how to talk in public. And I'm like, so what have you been doing all along? I've known you for 6 years, you've been doing this thing, and you still don't know how to talk in public? You don't know public speaking? Then please, now people will now start to talk to you. You now have to hire the services of a PA, of a PR, to be doing all the talking for you. And sometimes the ideas they would communicate is not what you want to say, but because you don't know how to talk, because you didn't train yourself, they wouldn't say what you want them to say. Especially when, like, the two of you have different ideas. So keep building yourself. Remind yourself that all I have is all I need. And believe you me, your success journey is going to be an interesting one. So these are the 5 things I learned throughout youth week. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and this whole series. I can't wait to come your way again with another series. My name is Samuel Ntiri, and I sign out. Do have a great day.